AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Powerful magnitude 6.7 aftershocks and panic residents of Nepal's capital back into the streets today, a day after a massive 7.8 earthquake killed more than 2,200 people. Manuka Ban, a student from Nepal studying in the U.S., says she finally got in touch with a few relatives and friends.
It's kind of like sad and frustrating at this point to keep waiting for them to call me and give the information. But yes, I have been able to talk to them a couple of times, and it's really sad, but they are holding together.
Planes are arriving, bringing shelter and supplies for the region. The quake touched off a massive avalanche on Mount Everest, sending tons of snow and ice onto a base camp full of climbers. AP's Tim Sullivan reports from New Delhi at least 17 climbers and others have been killed.
At base camp, it's not a good situation there now. A lot of tents were destroyed. They really don't know how many people are dead or even know how many people are missing.
Google says one of its executives, Dan Friedenberg, died in the avalanche. Three other Google employees are safe. Several thousand protesters took to the streets of Baltimore yesterday to demonstrate against the police custody death of Freddie Gray. While the march was for the most part peaceful, a number of people broke off from the main crowd to smash storefront windows and car windshields. Police say a dozen people were arrested on charges from armed robbery to assault and looting. At least four people are missing. One person is known dead after a thunderstorm capsized sailboats on Mobile Bay in Alabama yesterday. Randy Rutledge tells WKRG-TV he prayed as he treaded water after his boat capsized.
I said, Jesus, you've come to water. Come to water.
Yeah.
And the storm just subsided.
This is AP Radio News. Members of Congress want to hear an apology when Japan's prime minister addresses Congress this week.
Shinzo Abe will be the first Japanese prime minister to address a joint meeting of Congress, and lawmakers want him to reiterate apologies made by his predecessors for Japan's wartime aggression. New York Congressman Steve Israel says Abe needs to address the issue of thousands of women who were forced to work as sex slaves.
These wounds need to be closed, they need to be healed, and Prime Minister Abe can do that closure, can do that healing by exposing those wounds to the light of the truth and an apology.
While Abe has said Japan has feelings of deep remorse about the war, an apology appears unlikely. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
In Germany, Holocaust survivors and others mark the 70th anniversary of the liberation of Bergen-Belsen, concentration camp where more than 70,000 people, including Anne Frank, died. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.